has given us the same way the world does. You know, we cannot know the things of God on our own. We cannot know the things of God. We have to get into the Word of God. And this is how we learn the things of God and what He would have us to do.
All right, family. You have been listening to the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast with Evangelist Wanda Bell. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wanda Bell. Or you can write us at Evangelist Wanda Bell or Spiritual Warfare Ministries at P.O. Box 5884, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, same time, here on KAYT 88.1, as we go deeper in the Word of God. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
For just a little while this morning, my message is in the form of a question. And the question is, what are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? Paul challenges the Philippian church and believers at large to control their thinking. The mind is a powerful instrument. It is where battles are fought, won, and are lost. It is where dreams and the blueprints to those dreams are put together. It is where people are made whole or broken and torn apart, even as it relates to themselves. The mind is so powerful that if the enemy can get control of your mind, then he's got control of your soul. He's got control of your money. He's got control of your choices. He has control of your actions, etc., etc., etc. That's why the mind is so important to guard, to make sure that you keep it properly tuned by making sure you put the right thing in so you can get the right thing out. The mind is important for you to know that it absorbs like a sponge everything that it's exposed to. You have got to control what your mind is allowed to think on, to meditate on, to concentrate on, to be able to saturate it with other thoughts that build it up or tear it down or enhance it or encourage it or discourage it. You are in control of that. Now, you don't have control over every thought that pops in your head, but you do have control on whether or not you think on it, whether or not you develop it, whether or not you keep it there in the forefront of your mind, whether you receive it or rebuke it. Because you've got to know that the enemy knows how to introduce thoughts that are ungodly. that are unrighteous, they don't come for you all the time. But the fact that you are in a world where influences are all around you, both in the conscious and in the subconscious, there are things that are placed that great persons of great mind, study, and control know how to throw out things. There are those who prepare commercials for us to see. And inside some of those commercials are secret codings and messages that the conscious mind might not pick up. But though the conscious mind may not pick it up, doesn't mean that the subconscious mind does not pick it up. And then there are things that are taught, and then there are things that are caught. And sometimes the mind seems to focus on the minor parts of a thing rather than the major parts of a thing. And so it's important for you to understand that you have got to exercise mind control. Tell your neighbor, exercise mind control. Don't let your mind run away with you. Because if your mind run away with you, you're going to run away after yourself and not know where you're going. Listen at this. When Paul tells them, finally, brethren, let's be clear with whom he's speaking. He's talking to believers. He's talking to the brothers and sisters of the faith. He's not talking to the folk in the world, but he's talking about those who are faith-filled people of God, to help them understand they have got to put control limits on their thinking. So he gives them a few helpful holy hints. He says, whatsoever things are true. He begins off with this word true, because one of the things that a whole lot of us spend a lot of time doing is thinking on things that are untrue, meaning that they are unfounded, that they are not. The truth that Paul was really talking about in this word true, really, if you search it and understand it, it literally means to keep your mind on the Word of God, on those things that are worth being thought about, those things that are worth being meditated on, those things that have more to do with the truth that lasts throughout all generations and not just true for the moment or true for the time or true for a certain person or people, but what is true through and through. Think on what's true, because what he's literally doing is setting up building blocks for your mind to begin using these principles as filters, so that every thought that you have would be filtered through these words or these things for the best and the benefit of those things that will help bring out the best end in those things. You see, if you've ever been riding, or you've ever been talking, you've ever been looking, sitting down, and somebody comes and you say, what are you thinking about? And inevitably, when you don't want to tell them, you say, oh, nothing. Or the thought is not fully developed and you don't want to share it yet. You just, well, just several things, you know, I'm just, no one particular thing, just thinking. Now, we have those moments too, but in those moments again, we still need to make sure that what we're thinking about ends up being positive. Because you can be thinking, and I know you've heard the saying, isn't the way you feel funny how it shows up on your face? You can be thinking about something and all of a sudden frown come up your face. Now, folk can't hear your thoughts. They can't see your thoughts. They don't know your thoughts, but they see them frowns. Ooh, you all right? Man, you don't realize how powerful your thought processes are. You can think about a thing and get hallelujah happy. Am I talking to anybody in the house? You can think a thing through man from, concept to creation, and you just get filled with joy and excitement. And then you can think about some hellacious stuff that make you so fiery mad. The first time they ask you, say, what? Oh, I'm sorry. I was just thinking myself, man, Jesus. Because your thought patterns and processes can take you through the process and you ain't ever went nowhere. You could sit down and think yourself through a situation that could end up bad. How many times have you used your mind to think you out of a blessing? You've used your own mind, let your own mind run random in thoughts and things that God allowed to happen to bless you. You let your mind make you think the opposite of it, and that blessing wind up becoming a cursing to you because you let your mind go free. Here's what you need to know. If it's God, the Bible says, and we know that all things work together for how? For good. So when you look at what you're going through, and what you're going through might not be good, don't stop at what that is that's bad. You just say it's a part of the process. He's not through working on it or me yet. So when he gets through, I know it's going to turn out for my good, because I love him and I'm called according to his purpose. And that means he does allow bad things to happen to good people. So when bad things happen, I need to get my mind straight and realize it's only a test. And if I am true to the word, and I know God is true to his own word, because he's declared he is not a man that he should lie. And listen, and because he does not lie, if he said it, he's got power to perform it. Your problem is you try to put his power on the level with your power. And because you can't do it, you start thinking, well, maybe he can't do it. But he can do whatsoever he said he can do. And when you start putting your thought processes in affirmation of what he said, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what it feels like, you begin to say, God, you said it. I believe it, and that settles it. I don't care what they say. I don't care how it feels. I don't care how it looks. I know it's going to happen because you said it. I believe it, and I know it's on its way. It doesn't even matter if the haters don't see it, if they don't believe it. I know it's going to happen, and I give you the praise, and I'm not waiting till it gets here to shout. I'm going to shout right now. Whatsoever things are honest. Honest. Do you realize how much time you spend in a day thinking about dishonest things? Things that are not honest. You see, here's what you've got to understand. The more you allow your thought processes to process a thing, the more a part of that thing becomes a part of you. So, if you're going to start thinking about stuff, make the stuff you think about good. It just makes sense. You see folk, and every time you see them, they got a smile on their face. I say, man, you don't ever be mad. No, that's not true. But I just choose not to focus on the things that made me mad. You know, you always shouting. I mean, things must be going great in your life. No, to the contrary. But I still refuse to let the devil win. I've had, they sung it to you this morning, too many victories to let defeat have the last word. So every time I think of his goodness and all he's, oh, y'all act like y'all don't have church this morning. I get my mind right to praise him. Every time I hear some dishonest report,
that I can't bear out the facts on. I make it up in my mind not to repeat it. Do you know what would happen to a lie if saints stopped telling them? Y'all gonna catch that on your way home. Child, did you hear? Well, they tell me. Who in the is they? I was gonna say heaven, but I know y'all were thinking hell. Who are the they? You don't ever want to reveal the they, because sometimes the they lives in your mind. But it's easy to pass off a lie and add to it when you holler they. Now look, I won't be messy. Well, can you tell me this? Have you verified the facts? Are they true? I don't know. Well, what you talking it for? That's a dishonest report you're making. Are they just? Do they bring justice? Do they speak justice? Is it justice done to that person or thing or situation that comes out of what you are saying? Because you could take a perfectly just situation and unjustify it. You could take a just situation and make it so unjust that it's not even funny. No facts, no evidence, no truth, no honesty, no honor, no nothing. But when you think about it, and it consumes your thought processes, and then it becomes a part of what you speak, then you give life to it. That's why you need to be careful what you think about and how you process it, so that when it comes out of your mouth, it's something that you'll want to sign on to. Yes, I said it, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it in front of anyone and to anyone, because I can back this up. But when you can't speak justly like that, see, because there are a lot of folk who have been brought to court because they have ruined people's names and people's reputations. No facts, no information, no anything that could bring any sincere truth or justification to what they've done to tear up people's lives. And in a court of law, they've been brought and they've been found guilty of bringing people's reputation down to naught and have paid the price for it. What if you remember that everything that you say, God's going to weigh it in his court of truth? How will you stand before God when you pass on something you've heard and you have no evidence of it, but you know it's going to hurt a brother or sister or tear that reputation down, but you spread it anyhow? What you forget is you're going to have to answer to God. Whatsoever things are pure, pure. How much time do we spend in a day thinking about impure thoughts, impure things, impure visions and pictures and musics and sounds and words, impure? What do you think it does to your mind? Because all of those impure thoughts make your thoughts impure. And soon your actions follow your impure thoughts. You think about it. Most things don't just happen, especially if they're impure. You've thought about it. Most of us who have had impure thoughts, especially before we were saved, or especially before we had become mature or the fact that God was still pruning us and still straightening us out and still using his sanctifying ministry on us to get us together. Because listen, though all of us are saved, all of us are not truly yet converted. And so if you don't believe that you're not fully converted yet, you think about some of the thoughts you think in your mind. How do you deal with them? How do you handle them? Well, you're going to have to wash out your impure thoughts with pure thoughts. The Word of God. The Word of God. You're going to have to let the Word of God go in and change your thought patterns, especially the impurity of that. You cannot be conformed to this world. But if you are going to be changed, then it's going to have to happen by the renewing of your mind. Listen, how do you get all of the things that are impure out of your thought patterns without putting the Word, which is the pure Word of God, in there? Because one bad thought does not erase another bad thought. It simply builds on that thought. See, what we don't understand is one pure action leads to another impure action. And before you know it, you're doing a whole lot. Most folk don't start off killing. It starts off with lying and stealing and cheating and on, and it progresses to that point. A lot of folk don't go and just gamble their house away at first time they go to the gambling casinos. No, it starts off with little things, and because they don't trust God, but they trust winning the jackpot, that everybody else is there trying to win. And they don't understand that the people have already calculated the odds, and the house always wins. And they don't know when the house lets folk win, it's always a calculated win. That's right. That they're just baiting you in. So they let you win a little bit, and you ain't got sense enough to take that and go home. But you take the little bit you win and add that back to what you've already lost. Ain't got sense to quit. Don't know when. Because your mind has constantly, man, if I could win this, I'd do this. Never thought about mission, never thought about giving, never thought about feeding the hungry, never about y'all getting quiet on me here. Because our minds are not filled with those thoughts. Those things that appear, those things that are just, those things that are lovely. You ought to just spend some time thinking about lovely things. Just think about lovely things. You ought to make up your mind, listen, you know what? I'm going to sit down for the next 30 minutes. I'm just not going to let no evil, no ugly, no thought that's not lovely come in my mind. You might start off saying, this is a lovely day. Lovely day. Lovely day. Yeah, you know, you make up your mind. Paul, when he had to face King Agrippa, he knew what he had to deal with. He knew what he was going up against. He knew his life would be on the chopping block. But look at what Paul said. I think myself happy. Now, can I tell you, those were no happy circumstances for Paul, but here's what Paul taught me in this situation. You don't have to be in a good situation to think happy thoughts. I wish you happy feelings. Somebody gonna catch that. Did he say happy feelings? I wish you happy feelings. That's right. All secular songs ain't bad. I wish you happy feeling. There you go. That's enough. I ain't got that much amen on the word, so that's enough. Y'all know that. But you've got to realize you need to control your thoughts and not let your thoughts control you. Whatsoever things are lovely. Start thinking lovely thoughts. Do you know the most horrible person you know got some lovely things in his or her life? And I don't care. In the worst of us, there's some good in us. And in the good of us, there's some bad in us. So none of us can talk about either of us like we're all of that. But the question becomes, what are you thinking about? What do you choose to think about? You don't even need nobody else in those thought processes for you to enjoy yourself. You don't need nobody else to say nothing good to you for you to feel good about you. You just think about some good. Some of us might be a hard place to find something good about us to think about that'll make us happy. But I promise you, even if you have to go way back, there's something there that you can think about, but you hadn't thought about it in so long, and it's not been good for so long that you've forgotten, but it's still there. Choose to think on it. If it's lovely, see if you can duplicate it. Multiply it. Make it happen today. Then he says, whatever is of good report. And every time I turn on the news, I mean, it looks like everything they report is bad, is bad, is bad. I'm hard pressed to find something good in the news. Sometimes the news is so bad from beginning to end, the only thing I'm glad about is that it's over with. That's the only good thing I could find about it. And then it reminds me of how bad our world is. And that our responsibility is to add to the goodness and to detract from all of this ugliness, to take away all this ugliness that we might contribute to the world. All of the negative thoughts, all of the negative vibes, the feelings, the actions. We need to put in positive ones, lovely ones, good.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast. This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria.
Judges 7, verse 7. The Lord told Gideon, with these 300 men, I'll rescue you and give you victory over the Midianites. Send all the others to the crib. The Message version, thank you, Eugene Peterson, he put it this way. God said to Gideon, I'll use these 300 men who lapped at the stream to save you and give Midian into your hands. All the rest may go home. on your way